Yeah, clearly it was, and, you know, the police locally on Tuesday in the city have been warning small businesses and city centre traders to be on their guard for devices. And thankfully last night, you know, there's a Cairn Westry area of Craigan, and the police rammed the car, and as a result of that, they arrested those people inside the car. And while searching the car, they noticed something that was very suspicious and called the bomb disposal. And you're quite right. You know, this is a group who prepared to represent the wider communities in Derry. The only people who are being disrupted and lives wrecked by the result of this activity is those people in Craigan. The victims are older people being evacuated from their homes last night. The distress, the anguish, the uncertainty of what they're coming back to in their homes. And I think, first of all, it's good news, Greg, in terms of the city. It's good news that the police have apprehended a viable device, a bomb that was aimed to cause widespread destruction and possible death on the streets. So people will be waking this morning saying, there was the grace of God, well done for those involved.
That's in Derry, of course, but across the world, people will not know the specific geography of this. This bomb has been discovered on the same couple of days that Hillary Clinton is visiting Northern Ireland ahead of the UK City of Culture. It's going to be carried in that context, and it's going to paint a dirty picture once again of Northern Ireland and Derry.
Yeah, it's very true, and the whole debacle and damage caused over the flags issue in Northern Ireland has been horrendous too. The attacks on political offices, party political offices. But I think you're right, and we can't rule out the logic, warped sense of proportion that these groups are coming from. You know, I suspect maybe more to do with the City of Culture than anything else, but let's not forget the amount of effort, the queues and immense effort that people in this city sectorally have put on to make sure next year is a success. Those trying to deride from that, those trying to deflect everyone from it, will not succeed. Our young people in the Northwest will find a great opportunity next year in terms of the City of Culture, and the anticipation in the city is so great, and the hope for so many is so great. So I say to those dozen republics today in the city, it's futile, it's not wanted, and if anything to do with the people on the ground last year were clearly telling me, get off their backs, it's time to move on.